I'm going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If I were to ask you, where do you spend most of your money? Where do you spend most of your time? Or what do you spend most of your time on? These questions would tell me where your treasure is. And then where your treasure is would also tell me where your heart is. Jesus says this treasure shows us where your heart is. If that's true, then I should be able to look into anybody's life, looking at time and money and energy spent, and see what they valued. If I look into most Christians' lives today, what am I going to see? Think about it for yourself. Where am I spending most of my money? Where am I spending most of my time? Do I spend most of my time at home now because of the virus? Do I spend most of my time just vegging out now, watching YouTube or watching Disney Plus, Netflix? Or back before the virus, if any of us can remember that far back, where did we spend most of our time? Was it shuttling our kids around from one sports event to the next? Did we spend most of our time at work? When we were home, how did we spend that time? Did we spend that time investing in our kids? Or were we looking for a way to kind of get away and escape? Where were we spending our money before the virus? Were we spending it on our possible upcoming vacation? For spring break? Things which ended up not happening. Now, during the virus, how are we spending that money? Do we spend it on our new home improvement projects? Because that's about all we can do now. Are any of these things laying up treasures in heaven? Or are they laying up treasures on earth? Jesus says the ones laid up on earth will be destroyed. They'll fade away. They're passing. Meaningless. The ones that are going to be treasures in heaven, they go on for eternity. Are we spending our time and money on others? Are we investing in others? Are we spending our time and money on the Great Commission? Are we spending our time and money helping the widow down the street pay her bills? Or the young single mom who lives down the street? Are we spending our money to further the benevolence fund at our local church? How are we spending that money? Or are we spending our money on ourselves? Are we spending our money on I get that project that I always had on the back burner, and now I get to do it? How much are we tithing? Most Christians barely even tithe 2%. When most churches say that the tithe should be 10. What are we doing with our money? We have a short amount of life here on earth, and what are we doing with that time? Are we burning it away at sporting games? Are we burning that time away at more hours at work so I can get more money to then spend on myself? How is any of that of Christ? How is doing any of those things what Christ called us to do? Christ asked us to give, not to constantly take and hoard? Are we giving out of our excess, or are we given everything we got, like the widow? When Christ calls a man, he bids him come die. That's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. And those are absolutely true words to the core of what Christ taught of his disciples. If you are a follower of Christ, we need to be absolutely serious about our money and about our time. Because one day we will have to give an answer for what we did with the time and money that we were given. Where's your treasure?